Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Sandra Bear Davis, the Appalachian Medicine Woman, speaking to you from the Bear Medicine Lodge in Old Fort, North Carolina. Welcome to the program, Mama Bear's Healing Homestead, on Simple Homespun Life. So, how are you doing today? Did you have a good day? It's been a little bit crazy in the world, huh? A lot of fire out there. A lot of fire. Just in a lot of people are confused and worried and scared. It's a rugged time, and my prayer is that everyone is safe. You know, I hope that the big rains come, big storms come, kind of wash everybody, send them shooting home, and that no one is hurt, and that everybody can get tempers can cool down, and then a dialogue can begin. Yeah, so. It's just been a strange day on planet Earth. Our heart goes out to those that are in areas that are in conflict and areas where the big earthquakes hit in Tibet. And our thoughts and our prayers and our heart goes out to folks because we are them and they are us. We are one. And so we wish them, you know, healing and we hope that they find their loved ones. All souls are safe in attaining to oneness, but yet, when one that we love passes away, we grieve for them, we miss their physical presence, even though there's never one second that there is not life. I had a near-death experience many years ago, and that's one thing that I know for sure. There's not one part of a second that you are without consciousness. Life goes on. Yeah, it's odd to look back and see your physical body, your shell, you know, this beautiful temple that is our physical body, you know, is not who we are. It's a part of us. It's how we walk and live and exist in this world, but it's really not who we are. Yeah, it's of us, but it's not who we are. We are beings of spirit. We spend most of our time in the spirit realms. So that's why I'm like, hey, you're here on Earth. Why not enjoy this body? Why not enjoy the beauty of this planet? So I see this place as not a challenging space at all, but as a place to enjoy being, you know, physically incarnate at this time. All right, so yesterday I started back on air again after about a two-year break. I've been a part of Blog Talk Radio since 2007-08, somewhere around in there. but I had taken a two-year break while I was in transition, getting moved back home to Western North Carolina. So the way I want to do the show is this. Every day we're going to do a distance healing prayer. We're going to call in healing energy, and we're going to ask for blessings to come in for folks. I'm going to do an energy of the day reading, so the next 24 hours, what it's likely to bring. In sacred space, many times I start receiving spiritual messages, and I want to share those. As well, any kind of homestead kind of updates, besides being a medicine woman, which is a really like pagan clergy, yeah, and you're a healer, you're a teacher, you're a leader of ceremony, many times an artist or a singer, and I also am a seer. So a medicine person is usually quite an old soul, and you're here to serve community. Yeah, a medicine person's life must be focused on community and being of service. Yes. All right, so I want to start with a distance healing prayer. I'm going to work with Appalachian folk medicine today. Appalachian folk medicine developed in the South with people who were of Cherokee and Celtic descent marrying in together and then forming this healing way that has been working in these mountains for 300-400 years. Both of these cultures, the Cherokee, have their amazing ancient healing ways. The Celts have their ancient, amazing healing ways. But in certain families that married in over the, you know, many generations, this amalgam has occurred that is Appalachian folk medicine. And so we work with fairies, and we work with angels, and I work with nature spirits, and I work with my Cherokee side as well as my Celtic side. And spirituality in my faith, I walk a very old-school Cherokee path. But in the healing ways, I still work with Appalachian folk medicine because that's what I grew up with, that's what I know, and that's what I do best, right? All right, love, so if you could put one hand on your heart and the other on your belly, if you would like to receive the energies of healing that we're going to bring in now, okay? So if you can, put your feet on the ground, close your eyes. We're going to start with some breath work. What we're going to do is we're going to breathe in through our nose for a count of four. We're going to hold that for a count of four, and then we're going to release to a count of four with the sound of ha. And this comes from Hawaii. This is actually a breathing technique I learned from a Hawaiian medicine person. So we're going to do four or five of those together to get us grounded in the space and to start a really strong heart connection, okay? So breathe in through your nose and hold that and release. Breathe in, hold, and release. Breathe in, hold, and release. And one more. Breathe in, hold, and release. I call in the seven angels of the seven sacred directions to surround us in divine love and light, allowing into our sacred space only the highest vibrations of divine love and light. We ask that you at this time remove anything of a lower energy vibration from our sacred space, taking this to a place of love, lighting, and healing. We do no harm, but not allowing this to return in any way, shape, or form, any time, space, or dimension. We ask where anything is removed in the sacred space, that angelic love light comes in and fills us with divine love light, 1,000 times 1,000 love and light, and 1,000 times 1,000 love and light, and 1,000 times 1,000 love and light, and again 1,000 times 1,000 love and light. We call in the highest levels of healing energy available on all dimensions of divine love, the most pure, highly refined healing energies to come in to us now. We ask that this not only be in this space, the Bear Medicine Lodge, but that this extend out to all those that are listening that would wish it to be so, that you would be enfolded in a golden egg of energy, wing to wing with the Holy Archangels, that within this circle, the energy is very high vibrating, full of miracles manifest. We call in miracles manifest for the greater and higher good we serve and divine love and light. Make it so, make it so, make it so, make it so. Outside of our golden egg of energy, we ask that nothing be able to permeate into our sacred space, that this is a highly protected, very sacred, very, very sacred space. If anything would like to intrude upon our sacred space, we ask the archangels just to shine back a light, pushing it back, pushing them back, and sending them off to their own healing, their own life, in their own way, but not allowing any cords of attachment to come into this sacred space. Nothing is allowed to drain off the energies of our sacred space. We are working together powerfully now, and we call this in. We give you permission to look into every beam and board and rafter, everything seen and unseen, everything known and unknown. You may bring a healing to everything in our life, anything at all that needs healing, whether this is mind, body, soul, spirit, whether this is past life, whether this is future life. On all time, space, all dimensions, we want to bring a powerful healing so that we are able to go from this day forward functioning very highly, being very healthy in mind, body, soul, and spirit, very aligned to our divine life path, very much on task with doing what we are here to do. We ask specifically for very powerful energies to cool the fires that are raging in the world right now. Cool and calm, cool and calm, cool and calm. May the waters, the sacred waters, heal. Bring powerful healing on the earth. cool and calm. And we send this out into the world as a wave. We ask that it builds momentum and that it brings a powerful healing, along with the prayers of many millions of other light bearers upon the earth who are holding the highest of intentions that mankind starts to work together. That we understand that we are all brothers and sisters, that the color of our skin is a cosmetic and beautiful feature. We're like flowers in a flower garden. All the different colors are what makes it so beautiful and so unique. But each is a flower. Each is a beautiful, needed and lovely, as are all the children of Great Spirit and Mother Earth, of all the different colors and races of mankind. We'd love to see in our lifetime just a removal and a going away of racial prejudices, of socioeconomic prejudices, of the haves and the have-nots in this world, and bring back an equalizing force, bring back in some of the old tribal ways of doing things, that we are good earth keepers, that we work not just for ourselves but for the greater good, that we do everything we do for the sake of our children's children's children and to the seven generations we serve, that we are very aligned to our path as healers and wisdom keepers and gardeners and ones who bring back the old ways. The old ways are new again. And so we plant our seeds. We plant our heirloom seeds, our sacred seeds, the seeds that were given to us by Creator, that have the life force energy of the divine seed gifted by Creator, nurtured and loved for generations. The sacred seed savers were always women, and they were given the responsibility of keeping the seeds because it was known that they would bear life in their womb, that sacred vessel, they could bear life, and so they would be the ones who would tend to the seeds. Caches of seeds have been found in gourds that are so well preserved that the seeds are still viable. This was a sacred task, an honored task, and taken very, very seriously because it was life. It still is life. We've become very defocused and very removed from our food sources. We eat foods from plastic bags and boxes. We open up a bag of something and pour it in a bowl, and there you go. And we're not connected to that potato that was grown in a field. Where did the salt come from? Where did the oil come from? Who was the one that made this? Yeah? We've become so disconnected from our food sources, and we must return back to the old ways of being very, very connected to the earth and to the growing of our own food. This is a spiritual way of being, this old way. It's good in the eyes of Creator that we would grow our foods, that we would tend to the earth in a wise, wise way. And so we call down a fire upon Monsanto. If there's going to be big fire in the world, let it go on Monsanto, who are profaning the sacred seeds and who are deserving of utter destruction. And I do not call in violence. I don't want to do anything like that. But let the tide turn against this evil corporation, and they will be no more but a smudge, a little grease stain on the pages of history, and that mankind no longer lets corporations, especially death-dealing, war-mongering corporations that have so much blood on their hand already, be in control of our food supply and our seeds. You know, how did an organization that makes a pesticide become, the patent carrier for all the seeds? They almost won, but they will not win because people are awake, people are fighting, people will not allow this to be. This will not stand. And so for me, that is my sacred war, that Monsanto will go. Monsanto will burn, the fields will burn that are full of the profane seeds. and once again, the natural seeds will be restored. So there's a really sacred duty for those of us that are aware of what's going on as far as the seeds, and that we must be sacred seed savers. We must also share seeds with others. It doesn't need to be an expensive thing to grow heirloom seeds. If you go to an organic store, they're quite expensive, but if you invest in that, and then you say seed save thereafter, your seeds don't cost a thing. That's what an heirloom seed is. It is for over 100 years. This has been put in the ground, raised to maturity. Seeds were saved for the next year. And that is how it goes season after season after season after season. And so we become part of that chain when we take up the spiritual responsibility of being a sacred seed saver. Yes, my loves, we are in a sacred and ancient lineage when we do this work. And isn't it simple? Isn't it beautiful? There's nothing more natural than a human being putting some seeds into the earth and then enjoying every second of it. Putting in a little row of vegetables, isn't it the most exciting thing ever to watch it pop up out of the ground? Don't you just tend to it like a little baby? And then you watch it through all its growth time. You know, there are organic ways of keeping bugs out of your garden. If you're a medicine person, you talk to the said bugs and they don't bother things. But it's a really beautiful thing to raise your own food. And nothing tastes better than your own sun-warmed tomatoes that you gathered right out of your garden. And because you know what's on the soil, what's in the soil, you can just enjoy that right out in your garden, picking your own green beans and your own cucumbers. Yeah, your own salad vegetables. It's an amazing thing. I love digging for my own potatoes. There's something very magical about just those little spuds in the ground. And so I love to garden and have gardened my whole life. This year I'll just have a nice little garden patch. A lot of my focus is going on reestablishing my herb bed. So I've been putting a pretty good amount of money into getting my herbs reestablished. I had a really nice herb bed in Pennsylvania, but I've moved home now to Western North Carolina. So I mostly got my herb bed in. I don't guess an herbalist has ever done, right? I'm not no big fancy herbalist. I'm not a clinical herbalist. I don't have a major education in herbalism. I use the plants that I know of in cooking, in tea making, in medicine making. And what I work with is, unless it's the culinary herbs, it's what is indigenous to this area as far as my medicine making. I'm one of those big believers in, for every disease within a mile of where you live is the cure. So, you know, we can find so many amazing, amazing, beautiful plants in these here mountains. And there's a couple of species that have been introduced into the area that I have embraced as well, kudzu and Japanese knotweed. Although they are invasive, kind of noxious, they're also edible medicinal, you know, and they're good for lots and lots of things. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make some Lyme's disease tincture as well as weight loss tincture from some of the Japanese knotweed. Kudzu's all the way edible, and then the flowers smell like grape Kool-Aid, and they make the most beautiful color jelly. You know, and there's just so you can eat the leaves, and the roots have starch that are kudzu powder is kind of like cornstarch, yeah? And so it's just wonderful, wonderful. You can make baskets from the vines of the kudzu plant. And so I embrace, you know, what nature has given us, even if it's not indigenous to the area, because, listen, after all, my Celtic ancestors were not indigenous to this area. They were invaders, right? And so within me is the blood of both the invader and the invaded, the Celt and the Cherokee. And so finding peace with that mix has been an interesting task. Yeah, because you're both the invaded and the invader. And so that might be part of the reason why I embrace so much these plants that are not necessarily indigenous to the area because of my own blood. Yeah. So loves, let's see what can, what all. Oh, let's see. I think we're going to now do a little bit of a reading. And there was this one card that I saw that I thought yeah, it's called the Sun Dancers. This is the energy. This is the energies coming up for tomorrow. And this one really caught my eye because it's about fire, right? Because there's like this raging fire in the world right now, but it's so out of balance. And fire as an element will rage out of control, and then there's a lot of destruction that occurs. But if it's in balance, it makes us creative, and it makes us joyful, and we're inspired, and we're passionate, right? And so that's what we want to bring down those fires to get back to a place where the fires are in balance. And so, as an ally, the Sun Dancers celebrate you now and remind you of the laws of success and praise. Anything you place your attention on will manifest an experience. So the laws are always perfect. Expect the best and praise it in advance. This unleashes the magic of mystical magnetic energy, drawing circumstances to you to create reality you envision. Give thanks in advance for the grace and goodwill of the divine. Be willing to dance the victory dance as if your greatest dreams are realized, and watch how easily things begin to fall into place. Stay positive and leave the timing up to the divine. All things are possible now. Dance the joy of being and celebrate your life in abundance today. So I just read that one from the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms guidebook. It's a deck by Colette Baron-Reed. A good friend of mine gave me this deck. So bringing the fires back into balance is some of what may occur tomorrow. Yeah. So things might start to cool down a bit, which is good. They need to. All right, I'm going to pull some more cards here. I've got an angel deck by Dorian Virtue and a fairy deck by Dorian Virtue. And I've also got a shamanic deck by, I think, Steve Farmer. He used to be married to Dorian Virtue. Yeah. Poor thing, she gets married a lot, don't she? Okay, so, yeah, so it looks like a lot of things are going to be kind of cooling down tomorrow. Not all the way, because the very last one was there's still a problem with fire, right? So it's not all going to go away, but people are going to start finding their joy again. Some things that are going to occur, the archangels are rallying around to start bringing in a powerful healing energy, which actually those that would like to affect the outcome of what's going on in the world might start praying with groups of people to balance the fires, that people are safe, that all parties are safe, not taking sides, but that all of these folks that are involved, you know, that they're all safe and they all get to go home and they all get to be wrapped in the arms of those that love them, each and every one of them. And then when heads are clearer, start to really address what was the root cause of what has occurred. You know, oppression over many decades and centuries will eventually erupt into an explosion. Yeah, people can only be oppressed so far, and then they just can't take it anymore. While they're burning down their own buildings and their own neighborhoods, frustration will make you act in a crazy way. Yeah, and what would happen if they went into a rich neighborhood and did it? You know, it's just like they'd be shot dead. So it's just simply frustration as what has occurred for so many decades of time. And I'm not going to get into all the different aspects of what's occurring, only to say that I hope all the police are safe, and I hope all the youth that are revolting that they are safe, and I hope that cooler heads will come in. The elders need to come on in. You know, the elders in the community, the church leaders need to come on in. They need to be out there and singing and encouraging peace and encouraging people to have cooler heads and calmer heads. And that is part of what will help the fires to ease back. There still will be the raging fires tomorrow, but it's starting to cool down. Things are starting to cool down. People are able to find some joy again. Little ones will be found in the rubble. Yeah, there is life beneath what looks like total death. And it's amazing how resilient human beings are, how we rebuild, and how we work together and we rebuild. So our thoughts and our hopes and our prayers are with these folks. And so in our day-to-day life, this was talking about more like, you might say, global occurrences that are really affecting people right now, like big time affecting people right now. Making people almost feel guilty if they have some joy. Yeah, like we're not supposed to be joyful because so many other people are upset. Yeah, we're being respectful of people in their situations, but yeah, we do have life. We have children to raise, right? We have businesses to run. We have homes to keep and gardens to plant. It was a beautiful spring day today. And so there's a lot to be grateful for and joyful about. And yet we want to maintain that, yes, the world is in mourning for those in Tibet. And, you know, there's a lot of volcanic activity. And then you have the eruptions of the fires of the protesting people in Baltimore. So the fires are raging, and it does influence us. And there are celestial events that are making this even worse. I'm not an astrologer. But there are celestial events occurring that are making these fires rage even more. And so, you know, what's really important is to do what you can that'll make you feel joyful, that'll make you feel good. If you have to turn off the news for a while and just get outside, get yourself barefooted and get grounded. And I'm not talking about earthing. Earthing makes me want to vomit because that's a new age term for what old practitioners have always said is being grounded. Get yourself grounded into the earth. You know, get out in nature and get yourself grounded. Somebody kind of like patented a phrase and, you know, making bukus of money on an old way. But so when you're around me, please don't talk about earthing. I might pop you one. No, not really, but it's just an old way that was swiped from, you know, by New Agers, and so I'm not real thrilled about that, but oh well. I guess at the same time I should look at it and say, hey, you know, people are doing it. They're doing it more. You know, no matter what, if they're saying earthing, which is so nauseating to me, or just getting grounded, you know, getting yourself barefoot out into the earth. People always have done it. Like, practitioners have always done it, always talked about it. So that annoys me. And so I'm sorry, I'm getting old. Okay, so we're going to look at, it's like the energies of tomorrow for, in behalf of just like our day-to-day kind of lives, okay? Not the global scheme of things, but more just local. So it's saying it's a good time for you to reach out to ask others for help because you've been working too hard. In the family specifically, don't be a martyr. Ask for help, okay? And it'll help your relationships to do so, especially with your partner. Maybe you've been overdoing it, taking care of things too much, and you need to bring in a balance now, okay? So gosh, believe it or not, down to 90 seconds on my show. I can never believe how fast this goes. I've got 1 minute. So I'm going to be available for readings for the next hour and a half. If you want to call me at my service, it's 888-693-8437, extension 042-68117. It's $60 for 30 minutes, and I'll be available for the next hour and a half. And I'll be doing that every day after my show, so Monday through Thursday at 7:30, and then from 8 to about 9:30, I'm available for readings. 888-693-8437, extension 042-68117. I hope you guys have a blessed and beautiful day. I'm going to run a bath, hopefully have after I get done doing some reading. And I hope you all have a blessed and beautiful night. I'll talk to you again tomorrow, 7:30. Blessings, blessings, blessings.